happened out in Los Angeles. Thefts against cargo trains are now spiking, and the Union Pacific Railroad is now blasting failed far-left district attorney George Gascon for lenient sentences that downgrade serious theft charges to a lesser offense. And according to Union Pacific, train container theft increased by a whopping 160% just from 2020 to 2021 in L.A. County. And, of course, it's not only property. L.A.'s failure to address growing crime, well, that's costing lives nearly every single day. Tonight, we're continuing to follow the murder of grad student, UCLA graduate student. Her name is Brianna Kupfer, who was fatally stabbed over the weekend while working at an L.A. furniture store. The LAPD is now offering a $250,000 reward for information that leads to the capture of this suspect, now identified as 31-year-old Sean Laval Smith. But I'll ask again tonight, how many more of these stories do we have to cover before far-left district attorneys start taking this seriously? You got Democratic-run cities and states failing to protect people and failing to protect property and failing to prevent lawlessness from completely taking over. Here with Reaction, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, founder of Elder for America PAC, and former gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder. You know, Larry, I look at this young woman. She's killed. I look what's happening with the railroads. Correct me if I'm wrong. When they defunded the LAPD and cut its budget, wasn't it Vice President Kamala Harris that praised the LAPD?
Well, that's right. Kamala Harris said that we need to reimagine the police department, and they diverted a lot of funds for so-called youth programs. And shortly after Gavin Newsom survived the recall election, Sean, he signed a bunch of bills. One of them was to reduce crime enhancement because he felt that a large number of these bad guys are gang members, and they're black and brown people, and therefore they are victims of systemic racism because too many of them are black and brown. Never mind that the very victims that they claim that they care about are also disproportionately black and brown. And regarding this young lady from UCLA, this graduate student, and these train robberies, they're all connected. They can be traced right back to our soft-on-crime DA, Gavin Newsom, George Gascon, that Gavin Newsom supported and that George Soros supported. And guess who else supported it? Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters lives in Hancock Park. This is the upscale area where this young lady was working in a furniture store. So the very policies and people that people like Maxine Waters supported are coming very close to home. So maybe now they'll reconsider some of their policies that have imperiled the lives of citizens in L.A. County and in Los Angeles.